This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is our own Christina Thomas. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for stopping by today. You had an exciting weekend. Well, a very interesting Saturday morning.
I did indeed. I went skydiving.
That's pretty great.
Right. I did a story on the Child Advocacy Center of Benton County. This is their fourth annual Skydive for Kids event. Last year, they raised about $40,000. They don't have the numbers in this
Quite
year
because mm-hmm.
it was just this weekend.
Sure.
But yeah, they had 27 jumpers, and I was one of them.
And you had never been skydiving before?
I never had, no.
Okay, and I understand you got some sound while you were out there?
I did. They record everything to give you a DVD, and I asked for the audio from that recording.
What are we doing today, Christina?
Skydiving!
Woo! What makes you want to do something like that?
I'm crazy!
You're crazy?
Crazy.
We're going in that plane right behind you over there. Are you ready to go have some fun?
I guess so.
You know it's dangerous, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah. How'd you get yourself into this?
I think you talked me into it.
I think so?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So you go in the morning and you have a couple hours of training, is that about right?
It was really just 15 minutes of training.
Okay.
There's not much to it.
I really didn't know how much it was. But you did a tandem jump, so you're with someone else. You're not by yourself, so that requires a lot less.
Right. He's doing all the work.
Right.
I just have to trust him.
And I knew you were excited going out to it, but I always wonder if it's, you know, like one of those roller coasters that somebody gets to the top, they're really excited, and then all of a sudden they're just like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. At any point were you ever nervous or questioning your decision to do this?
For sure. We were in a teeny tiny plane. And climbing up to 10,000 feet mm-hmm. took about 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh.
And so you have 10 or 15 minutes to just sort of sit there and look out the window and think about what you're getting ready to do.
And you were thinking about not doing it?
I don't think I was necessarily thinking about not doing it, but I was like, why am I doing this? And you might even be able to hear a little bit of that right here.
Door back and you're ready to jump. What were you thinking at that point?
It was again, why am I doing this? For sure. It's scary to put your foot out on like that. There's a step that you put your foot out on.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the winds, I don't even know how fast they're going, but they're going fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to trust your guy. And Brad Barnett, he was great. I am so glad that I was with him. He's really good at his job, for sure.
And what did it feel like falling, that far from a plane?
You kind of black out for a second, really.
Really?
It was just kind of like, and there you go. I mean, you're going 120 miles an hour before the parachute
that fast
opens.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, it didn't really feel like it, but it was about 45 seconds of free fall before he actually opened the parachute. And I really liked the parachute. You can actually hear me say, I like the free fall, And then once the parachute opened, I was like, oh, I'm glad the parachute opened, but I kind of want to be free falling again.
But kind of nice feeling of just falling. I've always wondered if it would be hard to breathe, because, you know, on like a roller coaster, when you drop, sometimes it's a little hard to catch your breath, and when you're falling that fast, I was wondering if it was the same kind of effect.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is.
What do you think about that?
That was crazy.
You did it!
Glad the parachute opened.
How was that range of emotions?
So once your feet are back on the ground and you have successfully landed with your parachute open and everything, what were your final thoughts on the whole process?
I was speechless. I mean, I was definitely speechless for a little while. And I was probably shaking for an hour and a half afterward. I mean, it's an incredible adrenaline rush. I think I was speechless and then awesome. Just awesome.
Ready to do it again?
Yep, I am.
Well, thank you to you for sharing your story. Thanks to the folks out at Skydive Ranch.
Skydive Sky Ranch.
Thank you. And congratulations to the
Child Advocacy Center of Benton County.
Yes, for another successful fundraiser.
Yeah. This is nice. Nice, though. Now that I know that the parachute